Uncle Jack's hat. Emily is a pretty young girl who is 7 years old. She has a dad, a mother, two sisters, three uncles, two aunts, and four cousins. She likes each member of her family, but Emily has an affinity for Uncle Jack. Uncle Jack always brings fun games. He tells funny stories to her. When the whole family goes to the park for the afternoon, Uncle Jack is the only one who agrees to play baseball with the kids. He is also very good at throwing the frisbee. Every Sunday, Emily's large family goes to their grandparents' house. Mamie Rosie and Grandpa Robert are very happy when everyone comes to their place. Each family brings food for the meal, and Mamie Rosie makes the cake. When Uncle Jack is in the country, he also participates in the lunch. In fact, when he is not traveling, he lives with his parents. This Sunday, Emily's mom prepared seafood gratin and a salad. Her two aunts brought some roast beef, a pasta salad, and fried chicken. Emily was anxious that everyone was at the table because she had to help her mom prepare the meal. Emily's father and her uncles put up a long table in the garden so that everyone could sit. The meal went well, and everyone was in a good mood. Everyone ate their fill. The plates emptied themselves fairly rapidly. Everyone appreciated the cook for the delicious meal she made. Before passing around the dessert, everyone lent a hand to do the dishes. The kids were given the mission of drying and arranging the cutlery, the dishes, and the glasses. Even if they were anxious to eat cake, all of the kids applied themselves to their task. They paid great attention and did not break a single glass or dish. At last, the moment to eat dessert had arrived, and the adults, like the kids, were delighted. Mamie made three cakes, a chocolate cake with chocolate chips, an orange cake with orange zest, and a vanilla cake that was decorated with pretty strawberries. The adults drank tea and coffee while the kids took a nap, but Emily did not want to sleep today. While her cousins and two sisters slept, she decided to go to the family library. Emily likes the library a lot, not only because of the books she would find, but also because of the treasures that were there. In fact, it was in this room that Uncle Jack put all of his memorabilia that he'd bring back from his trips. Emily discovered an object that she had never seen before. It was an old hat that was either beige or brown. It had a sort of braid that wrapped around it. All of a sudden, Emily heard a sound from the door. "You're not sleeping, Emily?" asked Uncle Jack as he entered the library. "No, Uncle Jack, I do not go to sleep," responded Emily. "I see that you have found my hat," Uncle Jack said, approaching her. Uncle Jack took his hat and sat down on a sofa. He made a sign to Emily to sit beside him. "Would you like to know the story behind this hat?" asked Uncle Jack. "Oh, yes, Uncle Jack," responded Emily. Emily had always liked Uncle Jack's stories, and she was very impatient to hear this new story. "It has been a few years," started Uncle Jack. "I went to the United States. It is a country very, very far away from here. I was searching for work in many locations, and I finally got hired by a ranch." Emily listened attentively and tried to imagine what a ranch looked like. As if he'd read her thoughts, Uncle Jack began to explain what a ranch was. He talked about large barns with certain cows. Uncle Jack also talked about horses and cowboys. "Sometimes we had to repair a fence that was far from the house. It was necessary to bring tents to sleep in for the night. We brought pans so that we could eat and warm water for coffee."
"You had to prepare your own food, Uncle Jack? But what did you eat?" Emily asked him.
"We certainly ate a lot of beef jerky and beans from a box, that sort of thing." Emily told herself that such a place must have been really big, since he had to leave by horse for more than one day to go to work.
"What was your horse's name, Uncle Jack?" asked Emily.
"Her name was Cannell. In English, that means cinnamon. She was given that name because she was the same color as Cinnamon.
Uncle Jack told Emily how Cinnamon had thrown him onto the ground because she had seen a snake. That day, even though he was very courageous, Uncle Jack was very scared. Luckily, he left with only a few bruises and a twisted ankle. Emily listened to Uncle Jack talk about all the dangers that are found in the plains of Texas. If the sun was very strong, it was necessary for him to drink a lot of water and wear his hat. If not, he could get dehydrated and lose consciousness. There were also snakes. While a lot of snakes were not dangerous, certain snakes were venomous. If you were bitten, it was necessary to inject an anti-poison quickly and go to the hospital. Emily began to shiver in fear.
"Did a snake bite you, Uncle Jack?" Emily asked.
"No, I was lucky. But even if there are dangers, the cowboy life is fantastic. Life under the big sky. We saw beautiful landscapes. We spent a lot of time with animals."
Emily put the cowboy hat on her head and said, "I think that I will also be a cowgirl one day."